Hello and welcome to Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller, and today we're going to be talking about branching and merging within Team Foundation Server. And so with me today, I'm joined remotely by my good friend, Michael Learned. Michael is a senior, tell me your title again, Michael. It's a senior...
Premier Field Engineer.
Premier Field Engineer, which means he's out talking to customers every day about how to use Team Foundation Server, and he's also one of our esteemed Visual Studio ALM Rangers as well. And Michael, I understand you've been working for a long time now on branching and merging guidance for customers to better understand how to work with branching and merging within Team Foundation Server. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we've shipped multiple versions of the guide through the years, and I've been working back with Bill Hayes originally, and for over a year now, pretty much focusing on the next version of the guide, which we had recently shipped. So I've done a lot of work with evolving the guide. You can check that out on codeflex.com. And it's live right now, the latest version, which we just released a few weeks ago.
That's great. And I understand that you achieved a recent milestone in the number of downloads that you had?
Yeah, that's correct. So we actually crossed the 100,000 download barrier there.
Congratulations. So. That's fantastic. So for people that are not familiar with this branching and merging guide, what can you tell them about what this guide might be able to help them with in their development projects?
Right. So basically what the guide is it's a combination of experiences that we have from inside and outside of Microsoft. So I should say that right off, that we have people on the team that worked on the guide that don't even work at Microsoft, but they're out, you know, working at their customer sites. So we have MVPs, internal Microsoft folks, et cetera. And what we do is we look at the experiences that we see in the field internally as well, and try to come up with a generic guidance where people can say, okay, I'm in this type of software development lifecycle. I do my releases this way. I do my software development this way. And maybe one of these patterns or branch plans can fit for you. Now, I'll say that right off, it's certainly not a panacea or some type of silver bullet. With branching and merging, and there's a wide variety of factors that customers implement, slightly differently depending on the customer. So it's more of a starter place, to help a jump start, if you will, so you can approach various branching methodologies.
That's great. And so I understand there's really two fundamental reasons to branch. One is for isolation and one is for stabilization, right?
Yeah, so we could talk about on both the development side as well as your shipping vehicles, like what you're releasing, how many things I'm supporting in production at once, such as service packs, what versions, et cetera, being factors in how many, in the reasons why I branch. But I would say, even Brian, a real clean way to say it is, in my mind, there's really one reason to branch, and that's if you need isolation. So if I don't need isolation for some reason, whether that's what you're referring to or on the dev side, isolating features maybe, or stabilizing eventually, if I don't need that isolation, I won't branch. In fact, I'll just label. And the beauty of it is I can always go back and branch later. So it's not like if you make the decision today, you're hamstrung tomorrow. So I think if you think of it that way and make sure that branch is bringing you value, make sure that isolation that you are doing is important enough for a branch, then you tend to go down the right path.
The other thing that I love about the way that Team Foundation Server handles branches is that branches, we sometimes say that branches are free, right? Because when you do create a branch within Team Foundation Server, it doesn't actually require any disk space because it's really just making a point in time at which you're going to track any differences between those two branches. But from that get-go, when you first create that branch, you can have a multi-gigabyte folder that you're branching from, and that's going to effectively cost you, very, very close to zero disk space within your Team Foundation Server. So there's that temptation then to want to branch all the time, but obviously that can delay, potential merge conflicts down the road. So I imagine it's a tightrope that you're walking, right?
Oh, it's very much a kind of a hairy story and a tightrope in terms of, as you're mentioning, if it's just code we're talking about, so like not binary files, right? There's no real reason not to branch in terms of being fearful of, well, I just created another copy. We think of branches as copies, as you're mentioning, it's implemented in Team Foundation Server as deltas. But I guess clutter can be a little bit of an enemy when you create too many branches. And then the big problem with that is if you have to try to understand where your merge paths are, we can really slow down velocity if we're not careful. So branches can be in the way. So again, only the isolation that I require, but as you're mentioning, it's very easy, it's very approachable, and it's very free at the end of the day to branch. So, but certainly a tightrope indeed.
Okay, that's great. Well, I would love to maybe take a closer look at this branching guide. I don't think we have time to go through everything that's in the guide, but just to help people kind of wrap their head around how the guide works and how to get started with it, could you show us maybe how to get started here?
Yeah, I'll give you a quick demo of the branching guide. Yes, let's do that. Okay, so let's take a look at what's here. I guess, first of all, to demo the branching guide, I would say that, you know, if you'd be out on CodePlex, and we'll provide some URLs for the show, I'm sure, but you can download the artifacts in the guide. And there's a lot here, so I would say initially don't get overwhelmed, because the beauty is we did consolidate into a single, you know, document for you that you can, you know, consume in terms of just branching methodologies, this type of stuff. I'll show you more about that in a minute. But I did want to point out that we do have, like, various things like cheat sheets, for example, so that you can, like, okay, make a decision based on the cheat sheet, which branch plan to maybe adopt. So I would say for anybody approaching the guide, feel free to just kind of explore some of this stuff. We provide some nice visuals. It can be a little overwhelming at first with so much stuff, but we have it categorized and named kind of appropriately so that you can digest kind of, you know, what you need to. But that being said, there's really one main piece to the branching guide that everybody should know about, and that's this document here. Let me go back to here, and it's the main doc for the branching guide. And in essence, you know, we have this also, a nice navigation pane here. And really what I would point out is that there's a lot of just kind of core branching concepts that are, you know, not meant to be black and white, but meant to give you kind of an idea. You know, what a main branch is, what a dev branch typically is, et cetera, you know, and some basic vocabulary, that kind of thing.
I love that quote too, Michael. Can you highlight that quote at the top? Your branch distance from main is equal to your level of insanity. I love that.
That's correct. Yeah. So the farther we get away from main, then the more insane we must be, of course.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've got a little bit of this kind of stuff in terms of getting everybody, maybe people that are approaching the guide that have never done branching before. Some of this is for you, but if you're already kind of adept, you can drill down to our branching plans. And again, these also not meant to be silver bullets. However, things like branch by feature, we talk about, you know, why you would do it, in essence, what it is. We give you some nice diagrams here to visualize as well. And then we have some scenarios when you might use this branch. And that's pretty much, or this branch plan. And that's pretty much it. You know, pretty approachable. You can kind of read through. And then the idea is that you're going to be doing something very specific inside your organization, likely. And hopefully you can map to one of these plans, such as code promotion, the basic plan, the standard plan. One of these will probably make sense at some level to achieve the goals that you're needing to in terms of isolation at your org. And then I would also just mention that it won't necessarily be a complete plug-and-play fit, but you could use some hybrid version of maybe a couple of these models, depending on your situation. So, in essence, the guide's all about giving you options, showing you how to do things in these particular plans, and then you do the implementation on your side, and obviously use your own mind and thoughts on what you're doing in your context.
That's really great, Michael. And what I love about this guide is that it's already specific to Team Foundation Server 2012. So, for example, I see down here that you have some discussions on baseless merging. Baseless merging is handled differently across different source control systems. And so here you've already adapted the recommendations, the pros and the cons, based on specifically what's in the product. So I think that makes it especially useful, as opposed to maybe one of these traditional, more academic guides on branching and merging that don't necessarily apply to any specific tool or vendor implementation of such.
Yeah, that's correct. So we're very focused, obviously, just on the Team Foundation Server story with branching, so not like Git branching or some other tool. And we make sure to lean the guidance all towards that way. Some of the concepts, of course, do apply, but in essence, the features, like you mentioned, baseless merging, which we now have in the UI, the new merge improvements, things like that. I should mention in a separate document, if we went back over and looked at all that package that I showed you with all those artifacts to download, we even talk about all the new version control stuff, such as the new merging improvements, you know, such as the fact that we can do baseless merging in the GUI now, and local workspaces coverage, et cetera. And we broke all that away from the main guide just to keep this kind of clean, but we cover a lot of additional version control stuff. And then finally, I should mention also that new areas, we're always looking to plug new areas to the guidance, maybe not in this main doc, but give you supplemental documentation. And one of the really common things we'll see at customers is dependency management. How do I set up new Git? How do I share code in TFS? And we also have brand new stuff in the guide in the latest version that addresses those scenarios as well.
That's great. I actually got that question 2 weeks ago, and I didn't know that was in the guide. So that's I'm going to have to go back and take a look at it myself. So that's fantastic. Thanks for giving us the walkthrough of the documentation. You're right. It can be a little bit overwhelming at first, but I think now that you've broken it down, it's much more approachable. I understand you also have a tools demo for us as well.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do a quick tool demo. So one of the things that we know is that once you adopt one of these plans, right, so we decide I want to maybe do feature branching, there's a bit work to get set up in version control. So what we wanted to do was a couple things. We wanted to automate some of that for you or help build a tool that could automate that for you so that there was really no reason not to branch in terms of the manual work, so to speak. So let me give you an idea what that tool is via a demo, and I think we could talk more about it. All I have here is just a Visual Studio 2012 client talking to TFS in the cloud. And so I've got, for example, this team project, I call it Sandbox Agile 6.0. Make sure I've got a good connection here, okay? Cloud demos are working great, so it's obviously we'll work on premise as well. So what I'm going to do is I've decided that we have this new application, we'll call it Tailspin Toys, and I want to implement a branching plan for that. We've kind of adopted a feature-based branching model, and I want to show you how kind of easy that is, Brian, to get running here with. So let me right-click, and we've built this extension. We also have a command line version of this, but we built this Visual Studio extension called ALM Rangers Branching Tooling, and all you do is do apply initial structure, so it's very simple to use, right-click and click. And then you'll notice here that we have three of our plans that we implemented in the guide. So we have the basic branching plan, which is a very simple plan, gives you some isolation between your dev branches where you're stabilizing in main, and then your various release branches, your release vehicles. We have a feature-based plan, which I'll use here in a moment. And we have the main only. So maybe I'm just going to start with main, use labels, and eventually I could always branch one of these labels, right, if I needed to patch this release or whatnot. So I should mention that all of this is customizable. We've made this very approachable. It's XML-based. So in other words, if you have your own branching model at your organization, XYZ can go simply add their own structure in here and then restart Visual Studio. It'll pick it right up. So it's real simple to use. That being said, let me show you how I would do this. So you know that I'm on this path here on the server. I can even add an additional path here. So I'm going to call this Tailspin, one of Brian's favorites. And then I'm going to give this feature a name. So when we isolate feature branches, what we're saying is I'm going to put more than one or more features in a branch, isolate them there. That way the work can stabilize and we can eventually push down to main. But we're not dependent on some other feature being done, this kind of thing. So it just gives us a nice story there. I'm going to say, let's call this login security. And the story would be something like, I'm going to work on all the login stuff in this one branch and the security stuff. Maybe we're doing SSO now. And I'll just click apply. What this will do is, and this is actually touching a cloud-based version of TFS, again, we're working on those equally as well, is it's going to create all those branching structures for me, and as we'll see, save me a lot of time and energy when I show you what it did. So it completed, and by the way, as I mentioned, the command line is available as well, so you can imagine scenarios where you script this or automate this even further. I'll just go ahead and click close. And you see that I've got my Tailspin Toys here. I'll do a quick get latest. And what you notice is I've got an initial branching structure already. Now, again, all this is configurable or customizable. Here's my feature branch that I decided to create called login. And you notice that it automatically created me a main branch because it knows eventually I'm going to want to stabilize to main. And then it created this miscellaneous features branch, which everybody that does feature branching probably has some version of this where they'll put multiple features in the same branch, as kind of a catch-all. And what you notice is there's additional structure here as well, Brian, like code, doc, video. All of this is just what we're using as a sample. You can, of course, customize, if you wanted a folder that said dependencies or SRC, whatever else you wanted, you would just add that to the XML.
That is awesome, Michael. I really like that a lot, and I noticed that you didn't have to go through any check-ins at this point. It already took your pending changes and it committed those branch operations for you on the server. Is that right?
That is correct. So a single step. I didn't do any check-in. I never worried about pending changes. I didn't have to convert branches, anything like that. It simply, you know, handled all that for me. The only thing that I would say is as a gotcha, obviously we don't nest these branches in Team Foundation Server, or that's one of the rules of engagement, so to speak. So if you had, if I tried to do that at a place where there was already branches, that's when I would get the warning and would not be able to proceed. Other than that, though, it's just going to smooth sailing and automate all of the branch creation for you.
So, Michael, I absolutely love that demo. Thank you for showing that to us, and congratulations on shipping that new functionality along with all this great guidance. I have a question for you. How do people get in touch with the Rangers if they have questions about this or suggestions for future versions of the guidance?
Yeah, great point. Well, and there's a couple of different places that you can do that, and that's one of the big things we definitely want is, you know, feedback from the field in terms of not only the guidance but the tool itself that we ship. Kind of across the board with the Rangers programs. But a few places you can go, and we'll leave links to with the show for this, but one of them is just the individual Ranger project itself on X. So there's a forum there where you can submit ideas, or you can also ask questions, I should mention, and we monitor that forum, and we'll be, you know, the people on the team will be in contact with you there. Also on Willie's blog, Willie Peter Schaub, who, you know, one of the key players in the Rangers program, he has various jump links, and we'll leave you a primary link there. We use user voice to capture ideas from the field. And I would just say that, you know, again, we want your feedback on what you need to see, what, you know, that would be helpful for you as the customer moving forward in terms of both the tooling as well as the various Rangers projects that we do, including the branching guide. And we intend to ship the tool here, Brian, that I just showed you. We'll also be shipping the source code with that as well, so the customers can really take that and you know, kind of extend and run with it themselves.
That's great. Well, Michael, thank you for taking some time to share this with us today. And congratulations again on what is a really popular tool that a lot of folks out there in the field and the community use. And thanks for joining us here on Channel 9.
Thanks, Brian. Anytime. Have a great day.
You too.